This is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, it's Dr. Powell calling.
Hey, Dr. Powell, how are you?
Hey, good.
Good, good. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm trying to get this, you know, ball rolling here and trying to make something happen. So I just want to let you know the issues that I'm running into. Basically, I need everything to match. So from I need a Secretary of State saying that you guys are legitimate, and then I need the bank statements to say the exact same thing. So what what matches, what LLC is on there that matches everything that we can use?
So you, I'm having trouble sourcing exactly. So basically you see that our LLC, KPAL, signed the overarching contract. I sent you a copy of the contract for the Sugar Factory LLC.
Correct. But the banks, the bank statements don't, they don't say KPAL. They just have your name on it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Now, are those my, we sent you a lot of information, so I'm a little confused. So are those my personal bank statements, or do you have the business bank statements?
Well, I'm hoping it's the business, but it's, I believe it's a business because it has a, your name and Dr. Khan's name on there, but it doesn't say.
Yeah, so now, it is from Franklin State Bank?
Franklin Savings Bank, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. That's the bank that has the account for KPAL.
Okay, so the federal tax ID is attached to that bank account.
I truthfully don't know how federal tax IDs are attached to bank accounts, but it's attached to KPAL, and that's the only bank account that we have for KPAL.
Okay. Is there any way we can get KPAL's name on the bank statements? Can you guys change the name of it?
Well, it should. Well, I'll CC our administrative assistant because like when we have money or checks that go to it, the checks are written directly out to KPAL Industries. So it's somewhere on there. It's got that information. We never have the checks come to our name personally for tax reasons.
Okay, hold on. I'm pulling up a check right now.
Maybe a bank statement. I'm trying to think again. I don't really do the finance part as much. We got the generic checks when we opened the bank account. So I don't know if we ever applied for real checks with it on there. That could be the case, but again, I don't know that for a fact.
Okay. Yeah, because I needed the bank statements to say KPAL. If it says KPAL on there somewhere, I can push this through. But if it doesn't, it just looks like it's a bunch of different entities here, and they're not going to accept it. So I'm just trying to make sure all the ducks are in a row here, so that way we don't have any issues.
Gotcha. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the email while we're talking. I'll send it to Amy.
Okay.
Because she is the girl who does everything. Like every other organization,
sure.
Some girl does something.
Absolutely. And if
that's the last piece?
That should be the last thing, because I just need it all to match when I submit this. And that way, because the wiring information, the way we deposit the money, is going to go through to the account, but the account has to say the business name. They won't deposit the money in the account. The names don't match. It just won't work.
Gotcha.
So if she can show me some kind of documentation that KPAL is this account, like from the bank, that could work. Or if they just change the name, if you guys just change the name to KPAL, for the actual name, and then send me a statement with it on there or something from the bank saying that this is what this account is. That's what I need. I need something physically showing that this is the KPAL bank statement.
So the bank statements, the bank statements and the canceled check don't have it written on there. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
And the canceled check do not have KPAL listed on them. So here's what I wrote for Amy. I said, Amy, Jeremiah is in need of a bank statement / bank document that the Franklin State Bank KPAL Industries account. Jeremiah is in need of a bank statement, bank document that the Franklin State Bank KPAL Industries account has with that name on it. The bank statement and the canceled check do not have KPAL listed on them, and we need proof of this.
So she wrote KPAL on the check. So it's not printed on there, So that's not going to suffice. We need an actual...
just a fake document.
Yeah. I need some kind of documentation or be printed that says K-PAL on the check. Because it looks like it was a temporary check.
Yeah, I don't know that we... I think we still probably have... We rarely write checks out of that account. So
sure, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure we don't have actual checks yet, but so I'll ask her to do the bank statement piece.
Okay.
I'll have her do that. Just so you know, Jeremiah, I'm leaving in the morning to be out of town.
Okay.
For about 6 days, but Dr. Khan's around, and I'm going to loop you with Amy, so she can get you anything directly that you need to from a company standpoint.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, once I get all this figured out, it should be very simple as far as, like, getting this original, the 15,000, 16,000, whatever it was, funded. And then going forward for me to get other programs, I'll have everything that I need. I just need everything to match.
No, I get it. Do you think that there's other funding available after this?
Well, that's what I'm trying for, but my underwriter won't even submit it until everything matches.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so I'll send this email, and I got you CC'd on it, and I'm asking Amy to work with you directly to get you whatever you need. This is the last piece we need.
Perfect. And then, I can work with her. I can communicate with her as well.
Thanks, and Jeremiah, I know it's a complicated scenario, so thank you for sticking with us.
Oh, no problem. I don't mind at all. It's, you know, your restaurant looks awesome. It's just, I know with it being a startup, it's just you got to kind of figure all these things out, you know, in the early stages here. But once this is all figured out, it's going to be so simple for you guys to get financing for the equipment that you're looking for.
Awesome. All right, so Jared, so I'll proofread this and go ahead and send it, and then you'll be able to read it, and hopefully she can get you that today.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Power. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.